Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line, Niagara County Public Health Director Dan Stapleton. Dan, we hear often the numbers increasing in Erie County, and you know, it would stand to reason they're not separated by any wall or anything like that, just a border and right next to each other, that the same thing would be happening in Niagara County. But the numbers we're seeing there, not as big by any stretch of the means as what we see in Erie County. Why do you think that is?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me on. I think, you look at population. I mean, you're looking at almost a million versus 216,000. But, you know, our numbers are going up every single day. They go up every day for at least the past couple of weeks. So, we had 38 as of yesterday. We're going to have probably almost 50 after I meet with my team later on this morning. So the numbers are going up. I expect that they'll continue to go up. I told staff last week that expect this number to double or triple, and it doubled. So they're continuing to go up, and I expect that to continue. The good thing is that people who are going in quarantine are also going through their quarantine and completing their quarantine and with no symptoms. So, we're getting to milestones where we have more people have completed their quarantine than we actually have in quarantine. So I think that's an important thing to consider as well.
That's good news there on that front. What is your capability as far as testing goes? We're hearing from people all across New York State that the testing isn't quite where it needs to be. How have you been able to test so far?
Well, testing has been not good. The access for testing for people is not anywhere near what it needs to be. A lot of the testing that's done, we send some people where, you know, prioritizing is with healthcare workers and then inpatients and also first responders. So those people, a lot of people are getting the tests through their physician. The hospitals are doing it with their healthcare workers or with the patients. So that's where we're seeing the majority, overwhelming majority of are coming from physicians in the area and also the hospitals.
Would you want there to be more testing? I'm sure you're doing as many tests as you're able to right now. Is there any hope that capability increases in the near future?
Well, we've had a request for 1,500 testing kits, and that's been in the queue for over a month now. And that's all we're told, is that it's in the queue. It appears that testing is being done a lot downstate. But in my opinion, once you know you have a lot of cases, you like to be able to look at other areas to identify those hot spots before they get out of control. So we've been, every day, we're talking to the state, New York State DOH, to say we need to get these testing kits moved up to upstate New York. You're right. You look across the 17 counties of the western region, and tests are not being done anywhere near where they should. And that's a frustration for me and all of my colleagues.
Do you think that will change in the next couple of weeks?
Well, they've been telling us it'll change, and they've been telling us that for weeks. So we continue to push. It's a daily battle to try and get those testing kits. When we do get them, you know, we have to set priorities on who is able to get the testing. And like I said, that's inpatients, it's healthcare workers, and it's first responders, your police, your fire, EMTs, and so on. So No, it needs to be increased dramatically, and we continue to work on that every single day because it's a problem.
Because of that problem, do we know where we are right now on that curve that we see so many times?
No, we don't know that. You know, we do know that every day I've been getting new cases. This weekend has been the busiest 2 days in terms of getting positives. So it continues to increase. I don't think we're anywhere near the top of the curve. As you know, we're trying to flatten that curve so we can handle the cases that do come in rather than trying to handle a surge that comes in. But no, we know that it's throughout Niagara County. We're, you know, it started with the densely populated areas a couple of weeks ago, and then it's moved to the less populated, like Barker, Newfane, Somerset. So we'll continue to work on that. Like I said, it started with the cities, and now it's moved out. So we have a map that we put on, and we update that regularly to make sure people understand where we are in terms of number of cases. It's called a heat map, and that just shows where the cases are based on municipality. So we continue to give people information that way, and we just need to keep on pushing for this increased testing because it's a major problem.
How are hospitals, doctor's offices, other healthcare providers throughout the county doing when it comes to supplies?
Well, PPE, personal protective equipment, is in short supply. We continue to help our hospitals when they call us. We continue to help the nursing homes when they call us. So it's difficult to keep up with the demands. You know, the fact is that there's a number of, you know, first responders, they need PPE as well, healthcare workers, doctor's offices. So we continue to deal with them on a daily basis and provide, you know, gowns, masks, gloves when we can. But those things are in great demand across not only the United States, but across the world.
We always appreciate the time, and we know it's a busy time for you. Dan, thanks so much. It's Dan Stapleton. He's the Niagara County Public Health Director.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.